neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
The Terumah comes after Parshat Mishpatim. So the question that is asked, why should we have Parshat Mishpatim? And then, right after it is Parshat Terumah. Why? What's the connection? Why we have to learn Parshat Mishpatim first, and then Parshat Terumah? What do we need to learn about Parshat Mishpatim? What's the learning? I know, but what's the point? What is the whole point of Parshat Terumah? What do you learn from Parshat Terumah? Mishpatim. Eved of Hashem. And then what happens? Parshat Terumah, what happens then? What's the reward?
Hashem will come and live amongst us.
Ah, beautiful, very nice.
We will build the Mishkan and Hashem will come and
help us.
Beautiful, very nice.
So now, there's a very beautiful message. Parshat Terumah, actually, it's a Mishkan. What is Mishkan? That we were honored to have the glory of Hashem, the Shekhinah of Ribono Shel Olam. So now, we see here, to have the Shekhinah, to be able to receive the Shekhinah, that Shekhinah will rest on you, you have to know Parshat Mishpatim. What does it mean? We learn in Parshat Mishpatim all the matters between Adam and Chavero. How you fight, you have to have a kosher fight. How you argue, how you understand, you know. So now here, if you be able to digest, to accept things that other people do to you, and you accept it with simcha, then you'll be able to receive the Shekhinah. So that's why Mishpat Parsha Mishpatim is before Parsha Terumah. It's very interesting. What's the other name of Beit HaMikdash? What is called Beit HaMikdash?
Mishkan.
No, Mishkan was in the time of the Midbar. What's the other name of Beit HaMikdash? See, Harambam, when he explains the laws of the Beit HaMikdash, what is the chapter that he's called it? You know? Yeah, I'll tell you. It's called Beit HaBechira. Beit HaBechira. The house of chosen. So what does it mean? So one message here is that Hashem chose this location for his house. Good? Yes? They call it Beit HaBechira. But there is another beautiful point here. There's another map. Why they call it Beit HaBechira? Because Bechira means, what does Bechira mean?
Choice.
So that means it's all up to your choice to receive the Shekhinah or not. So what does it mean? So that means if you accept the matters with Simcha, so then Hashem will rest the Shekhinah on you.
So everything you mean Hashemayim, that's why.
Of course, yes. But no, but the point of matter here is you have to be happy no matter what that people do to you. Because it's your choice. That's not the Beit HaMikdash. That's called Beit HaBechira. It's your choice. As a matter of fact, there was a beautiful story about the about the rose that they looked at him, the rose. You heard about this story? No? The rose, it was Haimi, they call it Qad Alam. You know how the rose look like? I'm beautiful. How much is a dozen of roses?
25 is for $20 in
down. No, regular price.
$60.
You know, had such a gava and so on. And then the cactus, nobody looked at him. So they told them, they saying, don't brag, don't be so proud of yourself, don't have gava. So what happened? Now, in summertime, the rose was lahlah. He was thirsty and his head was coming down. He sees the cactus there standing straight. And not only that, he sees the birds. Have you heard about this? The birds go to the cactus. You know why? You never heard about this? It's such a beautiful thing. Because in winter time, he stores the water inside of him. And then the cactus, the birds come and they poke on him and they get the water out. You never heard about this? It's such a beautiful thing. So now here he sees the rose. The rose sees, wow, look at this. You know, nobody looks at me. Now everybody's going to cactus. And not only that, you know, when you poke the cactus, it hurts, no? I said, "Don't tell him, no, the cactus is enough." See, he will be. He picks up the water, and now he doesn't care. Even though that he goes through pain, but still, he can benefit other people. See, he lasts, and that's what exactly the whole point here is. In the Chodesh Adar, Marbim Besimcha. Why? Because we have to understand. We should not, Chas v'Shalom, have grudges, hatred with other people. And that's what the whole point here is. If you understand Parashat Mishpatim, then Terumah comes. Then you see, Bezad Hashem, Barachot Ad Beli Dai. Bezad Hashem, Samachot, Yeshua, the Kol Am Yisrael. Amen. Koyla Nishomote, Halel Ko Halel Uko, Koyla Nishomo, Nishomo Sheli. Koila nishomote, halel ko haleluko, koila nishomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.